How are they playing?
We're off teleconference. We'll call the meeting of the Senate Community and Regional Affairs Committee to order, and we have Senator Jarrett and Senator Szymanski, Senator Pierzolowski on hand. We have two pieces of business before us. We will first take up Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 36 relating to annexations recommended by the local Boundary Commission, and we would ask Senator Coghill if he would join us at the table and present the bill. Welcome, Senator.
Thank you, Madam President. The concurrent resolution is pretty much straightforward. If you go right to the resolve, is it actually what we're asking? We're asking that the Boundary Commission is requested to take in the full consideration the desires of residents in an area of the unorganized borough to be self-governing and to give them reasonable time to study the concept of self-local government. We're requesting that we be given a moratorium, so to speak, of 18 months to get these studies underway. As you well know, the Matsu Borough has made a move on the pipeline in the Copper River area, what you call it. The North Star Borough is making sounds about going down and taking a piece of the pipeline in the Delta area. And there's been some overtures from Valdez that they want to come up and take that pump station that's within their border. We're saying that if there's any hope for local government to survive in that area, in the Delta area or the Copper River area, certainly you have to leave that tax base in place. I think that's basically what we're asking. We're asking that there be no move on the part of the boroughs or no annexation, or that the Boundary Commission give us time to get together. As you well know, we have a group in the Glen Allen area now that's a local government or local group that is studying taking a look at the home rule borough. The people in Delta want to take a look at the generic side of local government, see if there isn't some form of government that can fit their need. And of course, as you folks all well know, I was the mayor of Nenana for 21 years before I don't think this is an elevation in necessarily in stature. I think that maybe it's either across the board or maybe a little down from where I was at. But the thing is that I came in with the concept that maybe what we needed to do in the local government area, both in the city and the borough, was to expand that so that we didn't go from no government right into a big shock of government. And this is what we're doing here in the 18-month annexation, Madam Chairman. We're asking for 18 months to study it because they in the Delta area have got a good concept of going in and maybe having some steps. And I would recommend that you folks support.
Fine. Thank you, Senator Coghill. And we have just had with the House area a presentation by Local Boundary Commission. They'll give you some testimony here. But it was interesting to find out just how many areas are evidencing interest, and part of it's coming out of Representative Larson's HB1, which talks of a mandatory borough, along with some other things in industry that they see some opportunity for tax. And also we had a recommendation by the Local Boundary Commission that there be education out there over the next year or so to get out to people.
I appreciate that, and I think that probably if Representative Larson didn't do anything, why he got people off dead center. I would like to see the study process, though, go where that it's not a directive from CRNA, but an opportunity for people to come in and ask for a grant to do a study or to have some form or other where that they, so that the motivation comes from that level, where that the direction is from the local level up into the central government, rather than the central government say, these are the rules you have to play for, and this is the way you have to
Mr. Bettesworth, would you like to make a statement on behalf of the local boundary commission? Do you have a specific recommendation for us?
I'm not sure we have a specific recommendation. I guess we reviewed this, both this concurrent resolution, also the one that's on the House side, which is similar. With respect to a specific thing that we'd have to say about the Senate bill, under the second be it resolved, it says, be it further resolved, the local boundary commission is requested to postpone for a minimum of 18 months annexation procedures in an area where the formation of an organized borough is being studied. We think that the word borough should be inserted before annexation, because there will be annexations within communities that will occur, and that we just think that was maybe an oversight part of the drafting. Generally, I think the commission feels no problem with the idea or the concept of this moratorium. We would try to do what we could. There is a problem with this second resolve, though, and that is that we're required by law to hear these petitions when they're brought before us, and we could say, in keeping with the legislature's request through these resolutions, postpone any action on these until the 18-month period is up, and it would then be to the municipalities' business about whether they want to challenge us on that. You know, you're aware, of course, that the Mat-Su Borough has voluntarily decided to forego their annexation proceedings until FY89. I'm not really aware of the specific actions that North Star Borough is involved in, I guess that's about what the level of discussion that we've had so far on this resolution.
Could I ask you specifically what request you have in? You have the Mat-Su, they've asked there be no action taken until 89. Are there any specific requests in now from anywhere?
The only thing we have is basically informational requests for staff to send to sent to the regions, I think.
Sent to the regions?
Right. Mm-hmm. Basically, what they hold is informational meetings in all these regions to discuss with them what the potential benefits and liabilities are associated with borough formation.
All right. Well, could we hear Marty Rutherford?
Mr. Chair, if I could just clarify, what's been happening is in several areas in the Copper River area, in the Delta area, there have been requests for us to go to community groups and provide just technical information. We don't expect to hear anything, get any petition from the Mat-Su until at least fiscal year 89. I don't expect anything from Valdez. I think they have backed off from it. And we just don't really know about the procurement from Star Borough at this point.
Nothing's been put in officially.
No.
Senator Conkiel?
Well, Madam President, Chairman, I think that this is more of a, this is a concurrent resolution. We understand that we can't get into the process of the administrative function. This is an expression of asking you folks to, if you get to an annexation thing, that you temper it with this. I think that this resolution, if nothing else, is going to settle the stormy waters that we have out there, that people feel that they're going to get overrun with a mandatory system of government. We all know that once the process gets underway with an annexation or a formation, an annexation of the borough lines, and it goes into the legislative process, that it has to be overwhelming and compelling on the legislature to get the two-thirds to vote you down if a process starts. That's where they're worried. That's the biggest worry that we have, and that we have that old English law in there that we have to do the negative side before we can. And they're not so concerned about House Bill 1, because House Bill 1, I've made it very clear in my district that I'm not going to favor anything that's mandatory, because I feel the concept of the Constitution, that the only way that you get good government is when you have the desire of local people to do that government. And so I don't think we have too much of a fear as far as House Bill 1 is concerned.
Mm-hmm.
but we do have a lot of fear as far as the process going in through the agencies and the...
Senator Szymanski, you got a question?
Yeah, and maybe the sponsor of the bullet. I'm having a little difficulty based on what I heard, people saying that there is not a formal process taking place anywhere that anybody's been able to identify. Then what do we mean by formation of an organized borough is being studied? If you had that sent to you in your letter, that language, what's that mean to you? And I guess it's more of a question to the...
To the local boundary
local
commission.
Boundary commission.
What, Mr. Bedford?
What does that mean?
I'm not sure. I guess what it would mean is that if there had been a request from region to DCRA to come provide informational or informational hearings or meetings in those regions, I would guess that would be an area in which we were talking about being studied. I don't know. Maybe Marty wants to help me out here.
Manager?
Go ahead.
Perhaps I could go a little bit sooner. There are just several different kinds of processes for considering local governments. There's a very formal process wherein the department commits either staff resources or staff or money to actually do an in-depth full analysis of the viability of a region to form a borough. There is also are just responding to technical questions that might be occurring in a region, and that is what is happening in the Copper River area at this moment. That is what is happening in the Delta area at this time. That's what's happening with us. We find the questions from the MAPSU and the North Star Borough. There is a full-blown study just coming to completion for the Prince William Sound. As far as I know, though, the boundaries do not include go up to capture any of the resources associated with the Copper River area.
Thank you.
Fine. Senator?
Well, the reason I asked that is that I didn't know whether or not maybe the sponsor wanted to make it more specific so that it would not extend into other areas that could be potentially working on the organization of the borough. And I don't know where North Kenai is as an example, Kiski and the city of Kenai is in their study group and how they're forming that one or any of the other ones that may be looking around the state. But it seems to me that if you had to make a hard policy call based on direction from us on this, you'd have to make it across the board, and maybe we ought to be a little more specific in what we're doing. And I don't know, maybe did you guys think about that?
Well, we thought about that, but then you have to be careful about getting special areas and trying to manage special areas. And what we're saying is that we want a minimum of 18 months for any of these annexations, and I don't believe that when you talk about that great big massive area to the west, you don't have to worry about that because there's no boroughs out there to attach right now. You know? And we're saying that postpone the minimum of 18 months borough annexation. I mean, if you put borough annexation procedures in the area, that's not formation. It's annexation.
Senator Jarrah?
Would it be more clear if you, instead of saying studied, just reviewed? Because reviewed would be more of a reaction to some request that has been made, whereas when you say studied, you're actually going in and having the appearance that you're going to be going and doing a little bit more than what's being requested.
Senator?
Considered maybe would be better than reviewed, because reviewed sounds like then central government is telling local people what to do. We want local people to tell the central government, to tell the Boundary Commission what kind of government they would envision seeing, and I think that we can get a lot of wisdom out of that.
I wonder if there's anything new you'd want to add. We'll work with the sponsor on this. We wanted to catch your input while you're here. We'll take a look at that. I think we might find we're able to send some direction forward. Any other comments that you have? Mr. Hansen? You don't need to use the...
Madam Chairman, I guess the one comment I'd make is that Senator Coghill's clarification that the Senate recognizes that we would still have to deal with our regulations and processes, but be taking into consideration and looking very hard at at any annexation proposals in light of possible borough formations clarifies a lot how we can work with this resolution. Without that, it could easily appear that we were being told to shut down everything.
And that's not, that is obviously not his intention and clarified it. So I think we can come out with something that will meet the needs of the sponsor and yet allow you the flexibility to do what you need to do under your mandate. So I'd like to work on that and get that back before us soon. We'll certainly run by Mr. Bettisworth a copy to the senator.
But just a question here. Where did the 18 months come in? Is that
Senator Coghill?
Where did that come from?
Right.
Well, you could make it 14 months if you want to. You know, I mean, all I was doing was if you figure 18 months, you go through a double cycle. You're going through 1.5 seasons where we in our area, like you in your area, Senator, are very seasonally employed. And during the May through October, you might as well shut her down. So what we're saying is that we would, a 12-month period wouldn't give us long enough period to do it. We'd want to have the rest of this winter, all next winter, to be able to get something done. Because in the summertime, they're all work. They're out fishing. They're out doing their out labor.
I guess
18 months. I want to put 24 months. I want to put 2 years in there.
Yeah. Well, just
go ahead, Senator.
I would think that when you look at the schedule of the things, the way they have to go in terms of the commission looking at a request and having to make a determination and then the review process, 18 months doesn't really do anything in that time frame. It just as well be 24 months.
But yeah. Well. Yeah.
Because you're still going to have that period of time there where you're not going to have any activity because you're going to have to wait until the legislature has a chance or an opportunity to respond to that request.
We were just trying to accommodate all 18 months gives us 2 winter seasons is what we were doing because in the summer season they're gone.
Good. We'll take a close look, and I'll bring this back, and we'll invite the sponsor, Senator.
Just one more question there, and then it seems to me that, you know, I don't know if I like the resolution or not right now. It looks like it has some good possibilities, but I'm looking at areas there where you may not have potential problems, but yet you, I see that the commission would have little flexibility in if they were to follow something like this through and being able to react very quickly or at least fall under some sort of public scrutiny if they didn't. I would like to see that maybe some sort of triggering mechanism included in that second whereas clause. A request to somebody that lives in that area or something to show that there's been some dissatisfaction from somebody out there that's in that affected area, because you may have some annexation proposals go through where you don't have any opposition to it. So you might want to consider that, that be resolved that if requested by a resident in the affected area, the local boundary commission shall and then continue.
We'll work with you, Senator Coghill, on this, and I'll have it back hopefully at a very early time.
See what I'm saying? Is it?
You've given him get you two together here, Senator.
I have no problem with it. I'm just trying to make something work in a mechanism that triggers. And there's concurrent resolution to the boundary commission is no better than how they perceive it or how they take it, because we can't bind you by any law. I didn't want to mess up the statute.
Well, I know these fine people will probably do everything they can to accommodate you.
Good. Mr. Bettisworth.
A couple of things we did talk about with respect to these resolutions this afternoon. One was for sure, if we were to get an annexation petition to a borough, one of the things we would do for sure would be to go to the region that's being annexed and hold hearings in those areas. And we wouldn't be in Palmer or Wasilla to consider the annexation for the area in the Powder River region. Another thing is that we found ourselves in a bit of a trap in
Clark's Point and Dillingham, when we considered that last year, we wanted to consider those two petitions at the same time with the merit for each. And we were advised by the Department of Law that we had to take that on as they came in. There's sort of a common law principle that's in effect there. The one thing that this resolution does do is, well, it really doesn't do anything for us, but at least it gives us a sense of, is that when it comes to this issue of concurrent consideration, at least we'll be able to handle that some way. We are considering changes in our own regulations which will allow concurrent consideration of actions.
If we could put in another resolve as a direction to help you in that particular area, I have no problem with it. You folks know my problem.
And we'll find an answer. We will.
And I want to get it going. And you know, the sooner I get that, the sooner I get, Madam Chairman, the sooner we get this resolution off and going, the sooner my public opinion messages will shrink by 50 a week.
We'll find an answer in the early time. Thank you very much. We'll close the hearing on the concurrent resolution number 36. We'll open the public hearing on Senate Bill number 292. This was put in, thank you very much, Senator Katya. This was put in last year at the behest of the Local Boundary Commission. Calls for compensation for members of the State Local Boundary Commission, and the committee members will recall that kind of year after year we've heard a plea from the commission that they spend a lot of time, and it's very difficult to make all of the meetings. We do have a fiscal note on this. They are running 25 to 30 days a year. There's a fiscal note proposed by the department that shows $18,750. With that, I would ask that the chairman of the Local Boundary Commission give us some testimony.
Well,
was there a fiscal note? Yes.
As I said earlier, during our presentation to the joint committees, we feel like the activities of the Boundary Commission have substantially increased since its beginning. We support this legislation. It's worth pointing out that there are 9 other boards and commissions that receive compensation. Again, they vary in cost per day from $50 a day to $400 a day. The samples, the Occupational Safety Health and Review Board, they get $50 a day for meeting. Alaska Housing Finance Corporation, $100 a day for meeting. Board of Fisheries and Board of Game, $150, which is what we're proposing. Commercial Fishing and Agricultural Bank Board, $250. Permanent Fund Board and Alaska Railroad Board, $400 per day. We think it's a reasonable request and essentially encourage your favorable consideration of the bill.
Fine. Are there questions?
Senator? Could we amend this to put legislature on there, too?
Sure. I'll accept that as a friendly amendment.
Put us under as an advisory body to the Boundary Commission and compensation change title.
Are there questions on this? I personally support it. They're a quasi-judicial board. I mean, you do spend a lot of time. You have to be very careful, and I think increasingly you've shown that you are careful in terms of minutes and how you approach the issues, and I think it's certainly something I'd like to carry to the Finance Committee. Senator?
Yeah, thank you, Madam Chairman. I don't have any problems with this, but I would suspect that this would probably not move, since it does have a fiscal note, until the final package of the all of the appropriation bills are together at final end. So I would suggest that we put an effective date of July 1 of this year, so that without an effective date, you wait 90 days after the signature, so that you would have effective date of July 1.
We'd be appreciative of anything you do.
Senator Jarrett, I think that's an excellent suggestion, that it has an immediate effective date.
If you'd like an immediate effective date, that's fine, or if you prefer a July 1 effective date.
Either way.
Let's see, we're in FY 89 now, right? No. We're in FY 8, so FY 89 would be the kickoff date, so you would want a July 1 effective date.
Would you be prepared to make that?
I would move that, Madam Chairman. I guess it would require a title change as well.
How about considering a committee substitute that would have a title change and effective date? Would you like to make that motion?
It's been so long since I've made a motion, I don't know what to say anymore. But I would so move.
You move that we have a committee substitute prepared that would have a title change that would call for an effective date and would show an effective date of July 1, 1988. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Are you prepared to take action on the legislation?
A quick question.
Senator?
The fiscal note that you drafted included strictly the 150 a day times 25 days. How many days did you meet this last year?
19.
How many?
19.
So 25 is probably not a bad
average.
But in addition to that, what's your per diem rate? You get the state per diem rate? $80 a day plus travel. So that's covered. I don't want to knock you out of that. I mean, the way I read this, you're not knocking you out of that. You're going to get. And did you only pick 150 out of curiosity? Was that just because being modest?
Yes.
I think you get the rest of it through? Out of curiosity? I mean,
we thought
why not 400, which obviously you do much more. My personal opinion, the last railroad board, and I'm not saying they're overly upset. I think that's modest in itself.
We've had enough trouble even getting this bill considered. We figured if we get 150 through.
Okay.
I
have no problem in moving it.
I have a motion in to move the committee substitute.
Move that as unanimous that we move out the committee substitute with individual recommendations.
Mm-hmm. Any discussion? Any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Okay, Fred.
Well, come on.
Meeting is adjourned. Fred, do the right thing.
Come on, Chair.